This is Audible.
Michael E. Gerber Companies and Prodigy Books presents The E-Myth Real Estate Agent, Why Most Real Estate Businesses Fail and What to Do About It by Michael E. Gerber and Brad Korn.
To lose Delia, my partner, my wife, my inspiration, my love, and my life. Thank you for your perseverance. You've needed it. Your indomitable will, I've needed it. And your kind and generous living soul. You're absolutely spectacular.
I dedicate this book to Sonia, who always touched everyone she met in a special way. She would make you feel like she had known you forever. She was a giver. And in this book, we both give you our 20-plus years of systems that allowed us to live an amazing life and helped me make her dreams come true to the very end as she ascended and returned to her angels in 2015. A special message from Michael E. Gerber and Brad Korn. This book has been in the making for over 25 years, and the story you are about to read has given me an incredible business and income that has allowed me to provide for my family and give them and myself a life I am proud of. Unfortunately, it comes with the ultimate price. I started implementing the E-Myth into my business over 20 years ago at the writing of this book. However, Michael and I would not have crossed paths and written this book if it had not been for a series of events that started with a car accident on Friday, March 13th, 2015. My wife, Sonia Korn, was on her way to pick up one of our elderly real estate clients to take her to a closing on her property that day. Unfortunately, Sonia never made it to our client's home. On the drive to pick her up, Sonia was clipped, so we think, on an entrance ramp of a busy highway. She was spun around 180 degrees and took a head-on collision in her Nissan Juke, a very small car. That impact caused the dash to push her femur through her hip socket and shatter her hip. The good news is the car did what it was supposed to do. It kept her alive. Sonia would have hip surgery the next morning, which led to a 12-week recovery time. The recovery was hard on her since she was so full of life and energy, and the doctor told her she could not put any weight on her hip for 12 weeks. This required her to sit a lot and not be active. She made it through the 12-week recovery time. 12 weeks after the accident, that first week of June, she was completely off crutches. 2 weeks later, on June 23rd, 2015, after fully recovering, she was sleeping, only something wasn't right. She was having some sleep issues since the accident, and on that morning, she appeared to be in a deep sleep. She was snoring like she had never snored before. It was about 10:30 a.m., and she still hadn't woken up. My daughter and I were concerned. We checked on her, and she wouldn't respond to our attempts to wake her up. We immediately called 911. Paramedics arrived quickly and got her stabilized in our bedroom. Everything seemed like it was going as good as it could as they prepared to take her to the emergency room. All of my daughters were at the house by the time they were ready to take her to the emergency room. We all went to the car to follow the ambulance. We sat in the driveway for about 10 minutes. Finally, the ambulance took off and we followed. As I approached the paramedic at the ER doors, I asked if the ride went okay, not thinking for a moment that there would be anything to worry about. He looked at me like he had seen a ghost. The paramedics had lost her on the way to the hospital for about 4 minutes, and the ER lost her for another 4 minutes or so. That lack of oxygen to her brain for that amount of time caused an anoxic brain injury. Monday, June 22, 2015, would be the last night any of us would hear Sonia's voice. The hospital immediately proceeded with standard medical practice, the medical-induced coma, to stop any further brain damage. Only we would not get her back. She was in a coma for the next 5 months. I wanted to be certain we had done everything we could to get her back. The next 5 months would entail taking her to several different specialists. One stop was one of the country's top brain injury specialists in Lincoln, Nebraska, about 3 hours from Kansas City. She would be here for the next 4 or 5 months. We would not get Sonia back. November 4th, 2015 is the day we would lose Sonia forever. It was January of 2016 when I was sitting in my office reflecting on memories of Sonia and thinking back that I had been completely out of my business in Lincoln the entire 5 months that Sonia was in a coma. And we sold 97 homes with only two members on our real estate team. Our system had carried them through while I was away from the day-to-day operations. It was at that moment I noticed the E-Myth Revisited books sitting on my bookshelf. I immediately Googled Michael Gerber and found some phone number. I called and got a voicemail. This was the message I left. "Mr. Gerber, you don't know me, but I implemented your book about 20 years ago, and I wanted to thank you for giving me the last 5 months with my wife, who was in a coma. While I was at her side every day, 3 hours away from Kansas City, where I live, my real estate business sold 97 homes with only two people on my team. Our assistant, who had been with us about a year, and one buyer's agent that had been with us only a few months. Thank you so much for sharing the E-Myth and giving me that time with my wife." The next part is what really blew my mind. He, Michael Gerber himself, called me back. He asked if I was the guy people would come to for help and advice in the real estate industry. At that time, I'd been speaking throughout the U.S. and Canada to tens of thousands of agents. I had helped hundreds of top real estate professionals across the globe. I had also worked with hundreds of top loan officers just a few years prior. Michael asked me if I would write the book E-Myth Real Estate Agent. I have put E-Myth into practice in my business over 20 years, and I've perfected and simplified the systems that anyone can get the same results. The message I hope to convey and what I hope this book will do for you is challenge you to get out of your comfort zone. I realize it's comfortable to be there. I have been comfortable many times, and luckily someone pushed me outside of my comfort zone again. While I was out of my business for 5 months, the one thing I never thought about was if my bills were getting paid back at home in Kansas City. They were, because the systems I had created 20 years prior was working and keeping my business running even though I wasn't there. Bad things will happen. If not to you, it may happen to someone close to you. When that something happens and you are in your comfort zone, it can suck you down to the uncomfortable real quick. The last thing you should have to worry about is stuff like your house payment not being made or car payments being missed while you were supporting your family member or friend. So I'm asking you today, do you have the will to get out of your comfort zone and stay well above your comfort zone? You will be glad you did when something bad comes your way.
The will and the way. If you're a real estate agent and you have the will, this book is the way to produce 100 plus property sales per year. And it works every single time. There is no doubt about it. There is no talent that it takes that is unique. What it requires is the will to literally produce 100 homes per year. Now, there's got to be a reason why you're going to do that beyond just the money of it. And the reason for doing that is absolutely critical. It's called the why. If you have got the will and you know your why, we have the way to produce this result every single time for every single one of you who read this book and listen to this book. No matter where you are in your career, no matter what you think you know, no matter what you have been doing, no matter what you think you should be doing, it's as mechanical as anything ever could possibly be. The problem is, everyone is making it more than what it is. Everybody's making it more complicated. Everybody's making it more sophisticated. Everybody's making it more than what, in fact, it really is. It's a mechanical exercise. It's a ritual. It's daily. It's like getting up and doing breathing exercises. It's like brushing your teeth regularly or showering regularly in the regular way you do every single day. It's regular, regular, regular. And in fact, it was built for a regular, ordinary human being to produce extraordinary results. So, the question is, are you ready to learn the way? And the real question is, do you have the will to do it? If your answer is yes, then Brad and I will take you through a regimen. And this is not coaching, it is training. And I will train you how to do what you have to do every single day, not just Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, every single day. It's a ritual. It's a ritual like yoga. It's a ritual like what the U.S. Navy SEALs learn. It's a ritual like breathing. It is literally as ritual and fundamental as anything anyone has ever done or will ever do to become a master of anything anyone will do. In defense of being ordinary, I created an extraordinary system I could use to produce consistent results my entire life. Every day, and the results are astonishing. Can you imagine if every real estate agent stepped up and said, "I've got the will," and they just did the way? We're going to hold you accountable to it. Why are we going to hold you to it? Because you won't. Why won't you? Because you don't have the will to. You just say you do. On Tuesday, you're not going to want to do this. On Thursday, you're going to forget I even spoke to you about this. On Friday, you're going to be on to something else you think is better or sounds cool. It is because you are wandering, 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 wandering. You must come home to roost and anchor yourself. This is elemental. It's an economy of one. It's a company of one. It's what being a real estate agent is. But you realize this book is just the first step for a change. The first step for predictability. Without that first step, there is no future other than a dismal one of never, ever, ever, ever rising to the occasion. Now, are you going to commit yourself to never, ever, ever, ever rising to the occasion? Or are you going to commit yourself to literally becoming a star, a master of a system that works every single time? Which will it be? A word about this book. My first E-Myth book was published in 1986. It was called The E-Myth: Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. Since that book, and the company I created to provide business development services to its many readers, millions have read The E-Myth, and the book that followed it, called The E-Myth Revisited, and tens of thousands have participated in our E-Myth Mastery programs. The co-author of this book, Brad Korn, is one of my enthusiastic readers. And as a direct result of his enthusiasm, his real estate business became one of our clients. He became, over the years, one of my friends. This book is two things: the product of my lifelong work, conceiving, developing, and growing the E-Myth way into a business model that has been applied to every imaginable kind of company in the world, as well as a product of Brad's extraordinary experience and success applying the E-Myth to the development of his equally extraordinary enterprise, Brad Korn, Coach Korn. So it is that one day, while sitting with my muse, which I think of as my inner voice, and which many who know me think of as here he goes again, I thought about the creation of an entire series of E-Myth expert books. That series, including this book, would be co-authored by experts in every industry who had successfully applied my E-Myth principles to the extreme development of a sole proprietorship, an employer plus one, with the intent of growing it nationwide and even worldwide, which is what Brad had in mind as he began to discover the almost infinite range of opportunities provided by thinking the E-Myth way. Upon seeing the possibilities of this new idea, I immediately invited co-authors such as Brad to join me. They said, "Let's do it," and so we did. Welcome to the E-Myth Real Estate Agent, why most real estate businesses don't work, and what to do about it. Listen to it, enjoy it, and let us, Brad and me, help you apply the E-Myth to the recreation, development, and extreme growth of your real estate business into an enterprise you can be justifiably proud of. To your life, your wisdom, and the life and success of your clients, I wish you good listening. This is Michael E. Gerber, co-founder, chairman, Michael E. Gerber Companies, Carlsbad, California.
A note from Brad. I was surprised in the beginning days of my career in the real estate industry that I was not given everything I needed to know to be successful in real estate. Now, more than 25 years later, as I write this book and reflect on the success I have had, I have learned one thing. If I had been told everything I thought I needed to know, it would not have been the right information. It was not the information I will share with you in this book. I found this information in the E-Myth books, and I am bringing you more than 25 years of implementing, doing it wrong, and practicing what I wish I would have known when I first got into the real estate profession. Real estate schools teach us what we need to know to get our real estate license. Once we pass the exam and get into the real world, the real estate industry teaches us from day one to go find the next deal. Agents are bombarded with the opportunity for fast growth tools and products. Most providers strive for their product or service to be hands-off, automatic, and the agents expect them to explode their business. When I finished real estate school, I spent thousands of dollars more than I anticipated to get up and running. My first real estate company was kind enough to give me free office space, free copies, just about everything free. The trade-off for that free stuff was to give up a big portion of my commission from every sale. What I learned in those first few years confirmed why more than 60% of agents get out of the real estate business within 3 to 5 years. The reason? Most agents can't dig out of the hole they started in because it costs money to start a business. And they commit the dollars and spend those dollars as soon as the contract is accepted, not after the money's in the bank account. They will put things on credit cards or buy things not thinking about the commission split structure that they have. Once you pass the licensing test and become a licensed real estate professional, you still have thousands of dollars to put toward getting your license, joining all the required associations, gaining access to the multiple listing service or services, and getting lockboxes and keys and access to those lockboxes. All that must happen before you can even show a house. Once you do all that, you still need to put together a marketing or business plan to let the world know you can sell real estate. Keep in mind, after all that, you don't get to keep 100% of the commissions. In fact, you may have less than 20% to 40% of your commission dollars left over from every sale to support your lifestyle and put back into your business. If you believe you are keeping more than that, you will soon find out you were wrong, or you don't spend any money on your business at all. If you put your license with a real estate broker, that owner runs a business as well, and will get some portion of your commissions if the brokerage offers services to help you grow your business. If you become your own broker, you will need money to run your business. A sustainable business cannot operate without income. Therefore, your broker or your brokerage business will need to take some portion of your commissions. Real estate agents will calculate the commission percentage on a sale and in their mind start spending that money on things before the contract is closed. They commit future dollars before the transaction closes, which means they haven't actually made the money yet. And doing it without a business plan to succeed is setting up for failure. Since I got into real estate more than 25 years ago, I have encountered just about every obstacle real estate agents face throughout their real estate career, including contractual understanding of complex real estate transactions and their hundreds of moving parts, understanding proven business success principles, getting the experience and training for masterful negotiation skills, marketing knowledge, and everything else it takes to run a successful real estate business. These challenges are critical parts of the real estate transaction, and not knowing these things can add up to a failed business. The industry statistics already confirm a better than 60% chance real estate agents won't survive in this business. Yes, I have experienced firsthand the struggles and failures most agents go through. However, I have also been blessed to experience tremendous success because I implemented the simple E-Myth principles in my real estate agent business early on. Because I have personally experienced so many failures and done the work myself, I can absolutely confirm that listening to this book and implementing the E-Myth real estate agent principles in your business will transform the results you can expect for your real estate business and how much more you can enjoy your life. It has been more than 2 decades since I found Michael E. Gerber's book, The E-Myth, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It, and applied those systems to my business. Yet I still remember like it was yesterday when I took my business from complete overwhelm and chaos to organized systems and began my journey to a successful real estate business that did not run my life, but gave me a great life to live and experience. I was fortunate to have only been in the business about 5 years. When I began to implement the E-Myth principles, many real estate agents, if they survive past the first 3 to 5 years, continue to sell the same number of homes year in and year out until they retire or die. Because I created the systems early in my career, I can share my results with you in this book. At the time, 5 years into the real estate industry, my business was exploding, yet I wasn't making enough profit to hire more people. Unlike many of the real estate reality TV shows, where agents are making hundreds of thousands of dollars in commissions, the average commission in my market was closer to $4,000 to $5,000 per sale. Most real estate markets won't get you $10,000 to $30,000 on every sale. The blessing in disguise was that I had to get more productivity from fewer people as I built my real estate team. That forced me to focus on systems that would deliver a predictable, consistent business from smaller commission checks. These systems also provided my clients an incredible customer experience, helping me capture more business and convert more prospects into clients with little effort. It also allowed me to create the systems that kept my small team accountable for the results most large teams and brokerages would see, and control our expenses to get the most profit possible from every transaction. In the early days, I was overwhelmed with everything coming at me day in and day out, and constantly reacting and having to resell myself to my clients over and over. I had no time to work on my business. I was stuck on the typical roller coaster ride at least 90% of real estate agents, even successful agents, find themselves on. I was struggling to consistently close 1 or 2 sales every month. I attended a lot of conferences trying to find the secret to running a successful real estate business. I buried myself in more expenses and more products and services promising huge results that never materialized. I continued to trade one idea for another, quit one product or website to use another. It doesn't take long to feel like you're inside a tornado and going nowhere. 1 month, I was behind on the bills. And the next month, I would catch up on all of them and feel like I had extra. Within a month or two, I was behind again. The traditional way of running a real estate business had me working 60-plus hours a week. I was missing out on things with my family. Those first 3 years ended up costing me my first marriage because my real estate business was a family business. That was the moment I realized raising my three young girls on my own with a commission-only income was scarier than going through divorce. My girls were 1, 2, and 5 at the time. I knew I had to make this real estate thing work. Even with just a few years under my belt, I knew I couldn't keep our current family lifestyle and raise my girls on a regular job, working 40 hours a week, making $10 an hour. I had to figure this out. Real estate was my only option if I wanted control over my income and the lifestyle I wanted to provide for my girls. This is about the time I found the E-Myth books and completely related to the business owner Michael talked about. I was going through the exact same issues being stuck in the technician role. The systems were so simple to understand, and I could see how to put my systems into action and create the turnkey systems. I share my systems with you in the E-Myth Real Estate Agent. Over the past decade, I have shared the systems I created with thousands of real estate agents, and those who have started to put these systems into place are having life-changing and business-changing results. If these systems work so predictably for me, they will work for you. You must implement these systems to get control of your real estate business too. The E-Myth Lead Generation, Lead Conversion, and Client Fulfillment Systems have been perfected over the past 25 years through my real estate business to give every real estate agent the chance to have a business he or she can be proud of and be able to enjoy life again. Keep in mind, I've been running this 100-transaction real estate machine with approximately 10 to 15 hours of work each week. I've been able to share these systems across the globe and now write this book with Michael E. Gerber. If any agent working 20 to 30 hours a week implements these systems into their business, they could expect 2 to 3 times better results. The E-Myth Real Estate Agent makes real estate fun again. It takes very little effort to list and sell more real estate than 95% of the other agents in my market. The E-Myth Real Estate Agent offers a simpler, more productive way of running a real estate business. The agents who understand it realize how simple it can be. When they trust the systems, they are able to focus on the one thing that will make every real estate business more profitable: feeding their database every day with new relationships. This first step is the one thing that will be most responsible for a successful, predictable real estate business. When you have raving fans and your business is growing naturally, it makes the whole thing fun again. By personally applying the principles I outline in this book, I have forced the real estate industry to take notice of my success. I am humbled to say that the E-Myth systems I implemented more than 2 decades ago are what made me a nationally recognized real estate agent. It still surprises me that with millions of real estate agents, a little old guy in Kansas City selling 100 homes a year, with home sale prices hovering around $70,000 to $140,000, and a high end of $200,000 to $300,000, can figure out a predictable, profitable business model that doesn't require me to work 60 hours a week. If I worked that many hours every week, this machine would be pumping out over 200 to 300 sales a year. What I realized after connecting with Michael to write this book is that any real estate business, whether a solo agent starting on his or her own, or a team of 20, 200, or 2,000 team members, the E-Myth principles work universally, and for any real estate-related business. Whether you are focused solely on new construction, resale, investment purchases for clients, selling bank assets, foreclosures, short sales, luxury homes, first-time homes, or property management. Anyone can apply the eMyth Real Estate Agent principles and achieve the same results I have. I have personally helped and watched a new agent who was about to get out of real estate create a team that had huge growth from a couple of hundred sales a year to more than 300 to 400 plus sales a year, and was all done with the same simple systems. To truly benefit from this book, real estate agents need to stop looking for the easy, quick, hands-off distractions, and instead of focusing on the next deal, focus on the big picture and the long-term vision. This book will show you how to play the long game. You can build a business that creates more income in less time instead of doing the daily grind and hustling for the next sale. The traditional ways of doing real estate will keep agents on the roller coaster slash hamster wheel, and as Michael says, you will be doing it for years to come with no legacy or retirement in sight. The real estate business offers one of life's unlimited income potential opportunities. No other industry I'm aware of can provide the flexibility, freedom, and more importantly, the income potential that anyone from any background can accomplish. There are no special skills required to follow the systems I share. If I could do it, anyone else could do the same. The reality is, for most, being a real estate agent means long hours, the stress of an unpredictable income, and having to do things that are not fun for most people, like cold calling, knocking on doors, and all the other lead generation methods new real estate agents try. When most people get into real estate, they dream of making tens of thousands of dollars from every sale and selling multiple homes every month with the chance to take control of their life and their schedule. The eMyth Real Estate Agent is written to help change the fruitless hustle and make those dreams a reality. Many years ago, I was blessed to find the eMyth and was smart enough to read the entire book several times. I began to work on applying the systems and the principles that helped me support my three girls and give them an incredible life, full of all the opportunities and options many kids don't get. Today, with many years of experience as the real estate agent technician, transformational business leader, and intentionally certified business coach, trainer, and speaker, I now have the ultimate lifetime honor of co-authoring this book that will help you transform your real estate business into the dream you had when you started your real estate path. A true business that is systematized and profitable every year and can survive in up and down markets without you being a slave to the business or its market conditions. Start by simply clearing your head of everything you've been told about real estate. There is no easy way to get there, and there isn't any product or service that will instantly give you hundreds of sales every year. Open up your mind to a new way of thinking. Open your mind to accept the fact that it really can be this simple. I can only hope that this book will have a significant impact on you, like the original eMyth had on me so many years ago. Brad Korn, realtor, speaker, trainer, and business coach, Kansas City, Missouri. www.coachkorn.com. That's Korn with a K.
Preface. I'm not a real estate agent, though I have helped dozens of real estate agents reinvent their real estate agencies over the past 45 years. I like to think of myself as a thinker, maybe even a dreamer. Yes, I like to do things, but before I jump in and get my hands dirty, I prefer to think through what I'm going to do and figure out the best way to do it. I imagine the impossible, dream big always, and then try to figure out how the impossible can become the possible. After that, it's about how to turn the possible into reality. Over the years, I've made it my business to study how things work and how people work, specifically how things and people work best together to produce optimum results. That means creating an organization that can do great things and achieve more than any other organization can. This book is about how to produce the best results as a real-world real estate agent in the development, expansion, and liberation of your business. In the process, you will come to understand what the practice of real estate as a business is and what it isn't. If you keep focusing on what it isn't, you're destined for failure. But if you turn your sights on what it is, the tide will turn. This book, intentionally small, is about big ideas. The topics we'll discuss in this book are the very issues that real estate agents face daily in their companies. You know what they are: money, management, clients, and many more. My aim is to help you to begin the exciting process of totally transforming the way you do business. As such, I'm confident that the E-Myth Real Estate Agent could well be the most important book on the practice of real estate as a business that you'll ever read or listen to. Unlike other books on the market, my goal is not to tell you how to do the work you do. Instead, I want to share with you the E-Myth philosophy as a way to revolutionize the way you think about the work you do. I'm convinced that this new way of thinking is something real estate agents everywhere must adopt in order for their real estate agencies to flourish during these trying times. I call it strategic thinking, as opposed to tactical thinking. In strategic thinking, also called systems thinking, you, the real estate agent, will begin to think about your entire business, the broad scope of it, instead of focusing on its individual parts. You will begin to see the end game, perhaps for the very first time, rather than just the day-to-day routine that's consuming you, the endless, draining work I call doing it, doing it, doing it, busy, busy, busy. Understanding strategic thinking will enable you to create a company that becomes a successful business with the potential to flourish as an even more successful enterprise. But in order for you to accomplish this, your company, your business, and certainly your enterprise must work apart from you instead of because of you. The E-Myth philosophy defines a company as a sole proprietorship, a business, or an enterprise, so you will see these designations used throughout the book. In some industries, a company can also be called a practice. For the purpose of this book, my references to a company refer to a sole proprietorship. Accordingly, a company is created and owned by a technician, a business is created and owned by a manager, and an enterprise is created and owned by an entrepreneur. The E-Myth philosophy says that a highly successful real estate practice can grow into a highly successful real estate business, which in turn can become the foundation for an inordinately successful real estate enterprise that runs smoothly and efficiently without the real estate agent having to be in the office for 10 hours a day, 6 days a week. So what is the E-Myth exactly? The E-Myth is short for the entrepreneurial myth, which says that most businesses fail to fulfill their potential because most people starting their own business are not entrepreneurs at all. They're actually what I call technicians suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure. When technicians suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure start a real estate business of their own, they almost always end up working themselves into a frenzy. Their days are booked solid with appointments. These real estate agents are burning the candle at both ends, fueled by too much coffee and too little sleep. Most of the time, they can't even stop to think. In short, the E-Myth says that most real estate agents don't own a true business, most own a job. They're doing it, busy, 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 hoping like hell to get some time off, but never figuring out to get their business to run without them. And if your business doesn't run without you, what happens when you can't be in two places at once? Ultimately, your company will fail. There are a number of schools throughout the world dedicated to teaching the art of real estate. The problem is they fail to teach the business of it. And because no one is being taught how to run a company as a business, some real estate agents find themselves having to close their doors every year. A great many of them. You could be a world-class expert in securing listings and negotiating contracts, but when it comes to building a successful business that does all that specified knowledge matters exactly zilch. The good news is that you don't have to be among the statistics of failure in the real estate agent profession. The E-Myth philosophy I'm about to share with you in this book has been successfully applied to thousands upon thousands upon thousands of real estate agencies just like yours with extraordinary results. The key to transforming your company and your life is to grasp the profound difference between going to work on your business, systems thinker, and going to work in your business, tactical thinker. In other words, it's the difference between going to work on your business as an entrepreneur and going to work in your business as a real estate agent. The two are not mutually exclusive. In fact, they are essential to each other. The problem with most real estate agencies is that the systems thinker, the entrepreneur, is completely absent. And so is the vision. The E-Myth philosophy says that the key to transforming your company into a successful enterprise is knowing how to transform yourself from a successful real estate agent into a successful technician, manager, entrepreneur. In the process, everything you do in your real estate business will be transformed. The door is then open to turning it into what it should be, what it could be, what it will be, a company, a business, and an enterprise of pure, unmitigated joy. The E-Myth not only can work for you, it will work for you. In the process, it will give you an entirely new experience of your business, your life, and beyond. To your future and your life, good listening. Acknowledgements. As always, and never to be forgotten, there are those who give of themselves to make my work possible. To my dearest and most forgiving partner, wife, friend, and co-founder, Luz Delia Gerber, whose love and commitment takes me to places I would often not go unaccompanied. To Trish Bulow, wow, you're splendid. To Eve Gumpel, my eagle-eyed copy editor, We couldn't have done it without your level of expertise and experience. And to Nancy Ratkovich, whose work has been essential for you who are listening to this. To those many, many dreamers, thinkers, storytellers, and leaders whose travels with me in the dreaming room have given me life, breath, and pleasure unanticipated before we met. To those many participants in my life, you know who you are. Thank you for taking me seriously and joining me in this exhilarating quest. And of course, to my co-authors, all of you, your genius, wisdom, intelligence, and wit have supplied me with a grand view of the world, which would never have been the same without you. Love to all.
Acknowledgements. The world is a crazy place, and human beings are a little crazy too. This life is a hard journey, and the old saying, time reveals all, is true. Another saying that has stuck with me is, in life, 25% of the people you meet will love you, and they will take a bullet for you. 25% of the people you know who love you can be convinced to doubt you. 25% of the people who don't necessarily trust you or like you can be persuaded to like you. And 25% of the people you meet will never like you and do anything to drag you down. This section of the book is to the 25% of people who love me from the beginning and support me, and to the 25% who still like me and haven't been persuaded not to like me. I also listed a few of the 25% who did like me and have been persuaded not to like me. To the people who have helped with getting this book launched by offering advice, direction, and encouragement, Michael E. Gerber, Stefan Swanepoel, Sam Miller, Tim Davis, Michael Mayer, and Jay Papasan. To my business and marketing coaches over the past 20 years, James Malinchak, Tony DiCello, Diana Kokoska, Cherie Lowry, Ron Patulski, and Cleve Adams. To my coaching clients who truly implemented ideas from every call, through coaching, we perfected systems to get results and create duplicatable processes. Jeremy Forcier, Lindsay and Wendy Smith, Andrew Pikoff, Blair Taylor, Amy and John Simmons, Susan and Xander Oldendorp, Mike Lesmeister, Marlene Reyes, Bob O'Brien, Jim Blem, Olivia Roberts, Jill Geis, Jay White, Michael Routh, Ann Andre, Judy DeGrief, Tyler Willman, Amy Kite, Haro Seishan, and every coaching client I've ever had the pleasure of working with. Also for Timothy Chin for recruiting me to be a business coach back in 2005. Without Timothy, I would have never thought to become a coach to help others enjoy their life and business. To my mentors in the real estate industry who helped me understand the real estate business and encouraged me to build a successful real estate machine. Two of the most powerful men that helped change our industry and have left us behind the information we need to build legacies, Howard Brinton and Alan Hange. Others that have helped me, Dave Beeson, David Knox, Gary Keller, Joe Stump, Brian Buffini, Dave Jinks, David Rogers, Dennis Curtin, Bonnie Hutchcroft, and the Cyberstars and the Star Power Real Estate Agents. To my family and friends who have supported me and kept me working hard to be a better person and always push forward. First and foremost, my second wife of 18 years, Sonia Korn, who never gave up on me and always supported everything I did, whether she wanted to go along with it or not, whom we all miss dearly every day. To my daughters for being great kids and growing up to be women. I am proud to call them my daughters. Lindsay, Allison, and Elizabeth, who I call the original three, and Savannah, mine and Sonia's daughter. To my new life companion, Lynette, and her tremendous children, Aaron, Colin, and Brennan, for helping me get this book completed and giving me the time to get through all the edits, and whom I know will support what follows the publishing of this book. There are so many other people I did not specifically mention who are very much a part of this book and responsible for the success I've had. I would like to thank anyone that has impacted my life and career that I did not mention here. You know who you are.
Introduction. As I write this book, the aftermath of the recession and the slow economic recovery continue to take their toll on American businesses. No matter how stunning the economy may appear to be, there's always that time, that moment, that experience, that feeling every single one of us have had that tells us something bad is about to happen. Like any other industry, real estate is not immune. Real estate agents all over the country are watching as homebuyer budgets are tight and there's a lot of competition for a few good deals. Even now, as this rambunctious country of ours seems to have a non-stop flow of great growing business and economic realities, every single one of us know we can anticipate a reverse of it. Because, of course, everything does in this life of ours go up and then go down. Faced with a struggling economy and waning prospects, many real estate agents I've met are asking themselves, why did I ever become a real estate agent in the first place? And it isn't just a money problem. After 45 years of working with small businesses, many of them real estate agents, I'm convinced that the dissatisfaction experienced by countless real estate agents is not just about money. To be frank, the recession that comes and goes doesn't deserve all the blame either. While the financial crisis our country faced since 2008 and improving today, it certainly hasn't made things any better. The problem started long before the economy tanked, and it certainly will proceed in exactly the same fashion from this point in time as you're listening to me. Let's dig a little deeper. Let's go back to school. Can you remember that far back? Whichever university or college or even high school you attended, you probably had some good teachers who helped you become the fine real estate agent you think yourself to be. These schools excelled at teaching the facts about real estate. They'll teach you everything you need to know about APR, contracts, and the multiple listing service. But what they don't teach is the consummate skill set needed to be a successful real estate agent. And they certainly don't teach what it takes to build a successful real estate enterprise. Obviously, something is seriously wrong. The education that real estate professionals receive in school doesn't go far enough, deep enough, or broad enough. Not the real estate education you've received recently, or many, many years ago, or in fact the education you received before you went to real estate school, in the university or college or high school I spoke about earlier. Today, real estate programs don't teach you how to relate to the enterprise of real estate or to the business of real estate. They only teach you how to relate to the practice of real estate. In other words, they merely teach you how to be an effective rather than a successful real estate agent. Last time I checked, they weren't offering degrees in success. That's why most real estate agents are effective, but few are very successful. Although a successful real estate agent must be effective, an effective real estate agent does not have to be, and in most cases isn't and won't be, successful. An effective real estate agent is capable of executing his or her duties with as much certainty and professionalism as possible. A successful real estate agent, on the other hand, works balanced hours, has little stress, leads rich and rewarding relationships with friends and family, and has an economic life that is diverse, fulfilling, and shows a continuous return on his or her investment. A successful real estate agent finds time and ways to give back to the community, but at little cost to his or her sense of ease. A successful real estate agent is a leader, not simply someone who teaches novices real estate, but a hopefully sage, a rich person in the broadest sense of the word, a strong father, a strong mother, a strong wife, or a strong husband, an absolutely resourceful friend, teacher, mentor, and spiritually grounded human being, and a person who can see clearly into all aspects of what it means to lead a fulfilling life. So let's go back to the original question. Why did you become a real estate agent? Were you striving to just be an effective one? Or did you dream about real and resounding success? And two, was it all about the money? It certainly wasn't about selling houses, was it? Wasn't it something to do with your economic reality? But I don't know how you've answered those questions in the past, but I am confident that once you understand the strategic thinking laid out in this book, you will answer those questions differently in the future. That is, if you've got the will. If the ideas here are going to be of value to you, it's critical that you begin to look at yourself in a different, more productive way. I'm suggesting you go beyond the mere tactical aspects of your daily job as a real estate agent and begin instead to think strategically about your real estate business as both a business and an enterprise. I often say that most companies don't work. The people who own them do. In other words, most real estate agencies are jobs for the real estate agents who own them. Does this sound familiar? The real estate agent, overcome by an entrepreneurial seizure, has started his or her own company, his or her own job. Doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it. A real estate agent who has become his or her own boss and now works for a lunatic. Now, don't take me seriously. Just take me seriously. The result? The real estate agent is running out of time, patience, and ultimately money. Not to mention paying the worst price anyone can pay for the inability to understand what a true company is, what a true business is, and most important for our conversation, what a true enterprise is, the price of his or her life. In this book, I'm going to make the case for why you should think differently about what you do and why you do it and how you do it. It isn't just the future of your real estate business that hangs in the balance. It's the future of your life. The Emyth Real Estate Agent is an exciting departure from my sole-authored books. In this book, an expert, a successful real estate agent who has successfully applied the Emyth principles and philosophy to the development of his real estate business, is sharing his secrets about how he achieved extraordinary results using the E-Myth paradigm. In addition to the time-tested E-Myth strategies and systems I'll be sharing with you, you'll benefit from the wisdom, guidance, and practical tips provided by a legion of real estate agents who have been in your shoes. Problems that afflict real estate agencies today don't only exist in the field of real estate. The same problems are confronting every organization of every size in every industry and in every country in the world. The E-Myth Real Estate Agent is next in a new series of E-Myth Expert books that will serve as a launching pad for Michael E. Gerber Partners to bring a legacy of expertise to small, struggling businesses in all industries. This series will offer an exciting opportunity to understand and apply the significance of E-Myth methodology in both theory and practice to businesses in need of development and growth. The E-Myth says that only by conducting your business in a truly innovative and independent way will you ever realize the unmatched joy that comes from creating a truly independent business, a business that works without you rather than because of you. A business that works in a totally different way than the vast majority of real estate agents have come to do. The E-Myth says that it is only by learning the difference between the work of a business and the business of work that real estate agents will be freed from the predictable and often overwhelming tyranny of the unprofitable, unproductive routine that consumes them on a daily basis. The E-Myth says that what will make the ultimate difference between the success or failure of your real estate business is first and foremost how you think about your business, as opposed to how hard you work in it. So let's think it through together. Let's think about those things: work, clients, money, time, that dominate the world of real estate agents everywhere. Let's talk about planning, about growth, about management, about getting a life, about the way you think about all of those things, about your mindset above all. Let's think about improving your and your family's life through the development of an extraordinary company, about getting the life you've always dreamed of, but never thought you could actually have. Envision the future you want, and hear me, the future is yours. Chapter 1, The Story of Steve and Peggy. Jack Dorsey, co-founder of Twitter, once said, "Make every detail perfect, but limit the number of details to perfect." Every business is a family business. To ignore this truth is to court disaster. This is true whether or not family members actually work in the business. Whatever their relationship with the business,